start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you. New York, New York. New York, New York.
New York. I've been saying this for a long time. New York is Satan's holy ground, and that's because New York is the merchant state. And if you guys are not familiar with a merchant state or what it looks like, a merchant state is where any commodity or corporation throughout the world come and reside in or meet with a patent or some type of offering for that state to accept it, to give to the people at a price. And basically that's what New York is. It lends and borrows and trades throughout the world with all countries. It's the merchant state. And the reason I brought the merchant state up, because it's in the scriptures. It's in Revelation, but the merchant state is the state that's gonna come to an end. You know, the profits would not be as profitable. Now, when we was talking about things like this in 2008, a lot of the elders in camps, and even myself, because I was under their rulership and their teachings, we believed that the world was going to end in 2009. You know, because once you start coming into the truth and you start seeing things with your eyes wide open instead of shut, you assume that it's getting ready to happen. Every man and woman that come into this truth, they just see it. I mean, you can't hide it no more. Once your eyes are open, man, it's hard to accept those crazy commercials and subliminal sitcoms. You can watch them, but you see it. It's just like so easy to you to see. You can't get into them no more. You know, before you realize what was going on in the world, you accepted the commercials, you accepted the music, you know, you just danced and popped your fingers. But now when you hear a song, you can hear where it's going. You can hear the, misconception, and you can see the direction that it's got you going. All the greats, they all had to go where? New York. I mean, even when you do a clothing line, everything goes through New York. If you have a clothing line, let's say you start in Colorado, right? You could really do good just in Colorado and don't sell to no other part of the world. But they want you to think you need to come to New York. You notice that. They always tell you to come to New York. I don't care what you have, that they want you to come to New York. Why? Because they need you to come to New York so they can put those spells on you. So they don't want you to hang out with people you knew from high school and family members that have your back. They want you to hang out with their people, all right? Because their people are under spells.
begin with breaking news here at noon on the Brooklyn Bridge, a symbolic statement or just plain vandalism.
Investigators trying to figure out how and why someone replaced the American flags on the Brooklyn Bridge with white ones. The mysterious gesture raising questions of security. CBS News' Don Champion is live in Lower Manhattan with more. Don.
Well, good afternoon. The flags were discovered this morning, and hours later, detectives are still up on the bridge trying to figure out who was behind the stunt. Over my shoulder, you can see some of the traffic caused by the investigation on the bridge. Now, Chopper 2 hovered high above as officers got here to the scene. As you can see, the white flags, which are international symbols of surrender, flew above the bridge for hours. Calls about them started coming in around 7:30 this morning.
Un'emozione incredibile, così Bill de Blasio ha definito il suo ritorno a Grassano, un'occasione importante che ha permesso a lui e ai suoi figli, Chiara e Dante, di ritrovare una parte della storia della famiglia.
Molto emozionante per tutta la famiglia, molto importante per Chiara e Dante vedere il posto da dove nacque la bisnonna. Incredibile, è molto importante, è un senso di clarity.
Glad you're here. There haven't been this many press here since the Pope may reside last February. You're very welcome, though. I'm glad you're here. And especially welcome was Mayor de Blasio. I expressed to him my deep appreciation for the courtesy of his visit. And now that appreciation is even deepened because we had about 45 minutes to talk about topics of mutual concern, and they are many. And I come inspired about his commitment to a lot of the causes that we're passionate about. And I come excited about working closely with him, the whole Catholic family of the Archdiocese of New York, and myself personally. My predecessors have enjoyed a great working relationship with his predecessors, and we want that history to continue. My only beef is that he ate all the cookies, all the stuff. I had some Italian cookies for him.
does traditionally fall to the host of this enjoyable evening, the Archbishop of New York, to call it a night. So thank you. Thank you, everybody, for your gracious company this beautiful evening. What a unique honor and joy to welcome and thank President Obama and Governor and Mrs. Romney. Our two candidates claim that both of your parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, are big tents containing extraordinarily diverse, even contrary, opposite people and groups. Well, you two don't have anything over the Catholic Church. We got both Biden and Ryan, all right, as Catholics. Governor Romney, thank you for being up here sitting next to me, although I must confess that I was secretly hoping that the Republican candidate might be Governor Christie, because I sure would have looked a lot better sitting next to him.
Gay marriage is now legal in the state of New York.
USA!
Supporters filled the gallery at the State House in Albany Friday.
It's like gay night.
It's always gay night. You're in New York City.
And I say to you, forget the extremists. It's simple. No one hunts with an assault rifle. No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer. And too many innocent people have died already. End the madness now.
Responding to the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre, Governor Cuomo became the driving force behind getting the state legislature to pass one of the most comprehensive gun control measures in the nation.
While proclaiming the beginning of a new beginning, let the plantation called New York City be the city of God, a city set upon the hill.
The FBI says this 21-year-old man from Bangladesh is under arrest, accused of plotting to blow up this building, the one with the red roof, the Federal Reserve Bank here in New York.
I continue to be much more concerned when it comes to our security with the prospect of a nuclear weapon going off in Manhattan.
It's up to you, New York.